Welcome to the Take and Lead Podcast. This is your host, Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant, speaker, and professor. I hope everybody's doing well out there and staying safe. With 2020, it's coming to an end. We still have a long road ahead of us. Today, I would like to talk about putting yourself first on your priority list and making sure you get your goals and dreams accomplished and achieved. But I want to say one thing to you. Never be afraid to go at it alone. When you're going towards your goals and dreams and aspirations, sometimes you have to make that journey alone. And when I say alone, you know, that brings up some things to people alone. And I think I can research it back to childhood. And alone was always a bad thing to say, or it had bad intentions afterwards when someone said, when you heard the word alone, and when it was put in the context, like you heard your parents or adults saying as a child, don't go by yourself. Don't go alone. Never do it alone. Have someone with you. Or someone would say, he's a loner. Stay away from him or her. So in that word, you heard that word alone as a small child. You always thought scary thoughts and things were going to happen and something was going to be wrong with it. So the context of that word brought about fear and going alone. So we paint the brush of alone being something that is going to always have a bad effect at the end. And we become to realize as we grow up as being self-sabotaged by that word, being alone. And many never start things because they don't want to do it alone. And they're afraid to do it alone. And so we miss out on so many opportunities to reach our goals and move forward in our journey if we have to do it alone. So we'll sit back and things will come in front of us. We'll see an opportunity that we would like to go after, but we're looking for people to go with us, or we're looking to ask people for their opinions and their feelings about it, because we just don't want to face that thing alone. But I'm here to tell you, sometimes going alone is how you're going to get it done. And it's the only way you're going to get it done. And it's the only way you're going to see progress. And I can remember when COVID first started in March, and we all had to, you know, the governments and a lot of the states went to restrictions where everybody had to be inside at a certain time, and the stores were shutting down, and the restaurants were not open. And of course, you go to the store and you pile up and get everything that you need. And some of us, you know, got a lot of sweets and things we didn't need. And we stayed in the house. We didn't exercise. We didn't do anything. We watched the TV. And, you know, I found myself gaining even more weight. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to actually take the nail by the head and I start exercising. Of course, if you listen to a lot of my podcasts and talks, and if you know me and you follow me for some time, you know that I love to bike and I love to walk and run and do things just to keep busy and active. So during my weight loss journey against the COVID, 19 pounds, some people say 19 pounds. I'm not going to really get into how many pounds I start gaining over 2019, and then COVID just tipped the scale. So let's just say everybody says the COVID pound. So one of the things I did, and I've actually come to do, is I got accountability partners to help me, you know, with the journey. So I won't be, you know, I won't be doing it so alone all the time. And I like to walk this trail, and the trail is kind of wooded, but not kind of, most places are wooded on the trail. And the accountability partner in the trail goes 13 miles. So as I got my accountability partners, and we would walk the trail, we picked a day every Tuesday morning at 6:30. We would get up and we would walk with them. So we'll try to do it at least 4 miles on the trail. If we get more, that's a great day. But everybody has their own thing. So when we start at 6:30, we want to be off by a certain time because everybody has family obligations or maybe work obligations that won't be able to keep us past so long on the trail. So one particular morning I can remember recently, at 6:30, I overslept. I woke up at 6:30, but we have to meet at 6:30 on the trail. And I text my accountability partners that we always take that walk that certain on Tuesdays. And I say, hey, look, I overslept. You guys go without me. And they kind of, you know, wanted to say, yeah, we'll wait for you if you want to wait. And I'm like, no, I think this time, you know, you guys go ahead because I'm just waking up. So it's going to take me a minute to get up and get myself together. And of course, I don't want to hold you up. And it's that particular time I said, I'm going to do it alone. So at least an hour later, I got up and I got on the trail by myself and I started to walk. And one thing I noticed, my pace picked up. I noticed I had a faster pace when I got on the trail, that I was going along and instead of talking and moving along at everybody else, we all moving in sync, I was able to move at my own beat, in my own strength. And then the next thing also I noticed to say that when I was walking on the trail, I was able to notice a few things that I couldn't notice that were when we were talking and we were doing other things or on the trail and just watching each other. I didn't notice a few things that was on that trail, and I was able to just admire and take that. And then also while I was on the trail, I was able to think a lot. So like I was saying, it's not much talking. I was able to come up with some plans and strategize of what I'm going to do next in business or in some other things to get healthy and more personal and professional thoughts that were able to go along. And then what I did notice is that, hey, going alone is not as bad as you think it could be. I was able to, yeah, watch my surroundings and making sure no, nothing happened, but I'm also able to pay attention and gain more clarity as I went alone. And I stuck to my goal and I actually walked. And needless to say, that walking alone really was beneficial to me. And I needed that. And I needed that to actually move along and get to where I wanted to go and think. And after I left the trail that day, and I also want a place to put into it, when I went alone by myself, I went further because I had no other restrictions on me, of other people's restrictions, where I can go along. And I want to say I did at least two more miles than what I normally would do that day on the trail. And what I want to say is going alone, it should never always be a bad thing. You should never be afraid to go alone. So right now I'm going to take a break and I'm going to come right back and we're going to discuss going alone, the benefits of going alone, what it could do for you.
Counselor, advisor, committed to your business. That's how business attorney Siobhan J. Smith describes herself. But more than that, Attorney Smith and her expert legal team want you to achieve the business of your dreams. And to help turn your dreams into reality, Attorney Smith has written an eye-opening book entitled The Small Business Owner's Guide to Hiring an Attorney. Download your free copy today. That's right. Go online now and download your free copy of The Small Business Owner's Guide to Hiring an Attorney. Just go to the SJSlawfirm.com. That's the SJSlawfirm.com.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkett Jones, career strategist, proactive life coaching and consultant. Due to the current circumstances brought on by COVID-19, are you finding yourself rethinking your professional life, saying things like there's more to life than what I'm experiencing now, there has to be a better way, or you cannot just keep going down the same road and maintaining any level of satisfaction? You're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, undervalued, and cloudy with uncertainty. Well, I have a new 6-week coaching program. It's called Pinnacle Career Pivot. This program will stir up your passions and develop a strategy to get you moving on to your next. You can contact me by email at contact@proactivelife.com, my website liveproactively.com, or you can call me at 240-682-1343. Looking forward to hearing from you. I'm back, and we're talking about never be afraid to go alone. So right before the break, I talked about my story and telling you where I did my research and talked about the word alone and what it means to most of us and how it can become a word that we're afraid of. So now I want to actually get into the benefits of going alone. And I want you to really sit back and listen. And I would love my listeners to get rid of the self-sabotaging behavior that we tell ourselves when we feel, when we see that we may have to do something by ourselves. And as unknown author says, those who walk alone have the strongest direction. So I'm asking you today is change your perception about going alone, the word alone, when you hear the word alone, not go into a thing where it's just no and you sit back and you procrastinate and you don't get anything done. So what I'll say is when I get down to the benefits of being alone and going at it alone, you get to a place by yourself first and faster when you go alone. Your interaction becomes your priority. That means your interests become your priority. That your only interest. When you're with other people, you actually have to go along and collaborate, or you go with seeing whatever their restrictions may be against your restrictions. But when you're alone, it's no one else. So your ideas, your strategies, and your opinions of topics are all yours. Another thing, when you go alone, you become more productive. You get to set the agenda. You get to say what's done and what's not done. You don't have to share the spotlight with anyone. It's all yours when you go alone. So all your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, like I said, no, it's no problem running things, and don't get me wrong, running things against someone and doing it. But ultimately, when you ask someone for their opinions or you ask them, you have to do it. It's on you. You're the one who makes the decision. So going at it alone is not a problem because you're going to be going alone anyway to do it. And another thing with going alone is you become laser focused. You have no distractions. And you look at things differently. You focus on what you can do with that particular thing, not listen to someone's opinion because they see things a different way than other people. Like, you know, you used to say the sky, some people say the sky is blue, some people say the sky is turquoise, and you sit there and debate, and meanwhile, you're not getting anything done. But when you're going at it alone, and you're thinking in your thoughts, and you're doing it by yourself, you can reach your goals, your aspirations, and your dreams, and where you need to be, want to be, and desire to be if you do it alone. So never be afraid to do anything alone. So now I'd like to thank my listeners for tuning in. Remember, I'm here every Thursday at 7 p.m. And if you can't catch me at 7 p.m., there's always a replay. You can go to the directory and listen to any show that's there. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can reach out to me in several different ways. You have a website at liveproactively.com. I'm on Facebook at Pamela Burkett Jones. And I'm on business page on Facebook as Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. And I'm on Instagram at Live Proactively. Thanks for tuning in. Again, I want to say, never be afraid to go alone. Thank you.